The current digital age has transformed the way things work across the board, but there's perhaps nowhere that has made more of a difference than in the world of business, including orthodontics. Data allows us to know more about our patients and practices than ever before. Of course, that's if you know how to interpret what you're looking at. Today we're discussing business intelligence, what it is, and why you need it. Let's get started. Welcome to another episode of Ortho Thrive. I'm your host, Richie Gerzon. Today, we have Suzanne Wilson joining us. Suzanne serves as Chief Marketing Officer of Gage and brings a holistic view of business and a data-driven approach to marketing. Suzanne, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So why don't you start and just tell us a little bit more about your career path and how you got to where you are today?
Absolutely. Yeah, my career is more like a winding mountain stream than a straight line. So I've had a diverse background. I actually started in sort of like an administrative support role, working under the controller of a very small company here in Salt Lake City, Utah, which is where I'm based. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot about the accounting side, purchasing, that type of thing. And during the time I was in school, going to college for my undergraduate degree, and so I learned a lot in that role and ended up getting another role at a company called UltraDent. So anybody that remembers from dental school, I was at UltraDent for 16 years of my career and actually kind of grew up there. I learned a lot. I had some wonderful mentors and great opportunities to learn. Started on the operations side of that business and procurement, working really closely with accounting. And then ended up exploring a passion in marketing and product development after I graduated from college. So I've been doing that for the last, 12, 13 years, kind of worked my way up in that company. Spent a lot of time on the upstream side, which would be working with R&D, gathering customer insights, that type of thing. Yeah. And then in more recent years, worked for a company that I think many are familiar with called Ormco. And there I focused a lot on the commercial side of marketing at a global scale, which is where I met the CEO of Gage, who was also part of Ormco at the time. So Brian Monahan was the VP of global sales and then global marketing there. So we met, I worked directly under him for a number of years and he left and had the opportunity to go lead the team at Gage, and we stayed in touch over the years. And I was really fortunate to be able to land a position in the company as well, which is where I've been for the last 2.5 years.
Oh, great. It shows you the power of networking. It's so important to have a great network, you know?
Yeah, so true. It's a small town. I mean, Ortho, we all kind of know each other and I love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, I do too. We've met some great people just on the podcast alone. And when we still had shows, I can't wait till they start up again. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So we're going to be saying business intelligence a ton in this conversation. So for anyone who's not quite sure what that is, can you just kind of give us a layman's term definition of it?
Absolutely. So, you know, and if you look this up, you're going to find a number of different definitions, actually mostly published by companies, which I find quite interesting.
Yeah, right.
But the notion of business intelligence, I think the term is newer, but the idea is not that new. It's essentially pulling in multiple sources of information, synthesizing it, and then giving yourself the ability to make good business decisions based on facts. In today's modern world of software, visualization is a key piece in business intelligence because it allows you to really save and condense time and see things and understand them in a snapshot. So I think that's really what it is. But the idea of pulling in, I mean, that would include even your own personal insights along with all of the data.
Oh, yeah. Anyone that's seen that social media movie, I forget, knows the importance of data and how it can be used for good and bad. So, all right, in the ortho world, why is business intelligence important? Why do we care about it?
I think all of us care about this. And I think it's been wonderful in some ways to see the idea and the notion of business intelligence elevated in the ortho industry. It's been around for a long, long time. And I know you're familiar with that, at least probably for our lifetimes. Business intelligence has been helping people run businesses better. So the ortho industry is a healthy industry. It's a very stable industry. Yeah. And so to be able to understand from a performance standpoint and data and a source of truth of what's really happening in a business is essential to anyone that wants to grow a business, wants to maintain and sustain, and of course, ensure profitability for their business.
Yeah, you really, if you're going to make even non-important decisions, but especially if you're making any type of important decisions, at least I like to see the data first, you know, I don't like to just take some guesses. I think it's super important when you're running any type of business.
Right. Even if we think about our own health, if we never took our blood pressure or if we never weighed ourselves or never looked at our cholesterol, it would be hard to understand, you know, what we should or should not be doing to ensure our own personal bodily health. And I think we can think about business in the same way. You've got to be looking at what's happening and understand the performance of what's going on day to day to really ensure that you're making the right moves and making your dollars go as far as you possibly can.
Are there any typical problems in an ortho office that having access to that intelligence will help solve?
Well, I think a lot of orthodontists really understand the value of their performance metrics related to their starts. I mean, that's kind of the, you know, the bread and butter of an orthodontic practice. How many starts do we have? What is our net production? What are we collecting? So some of the financial pieces.
And I know that a lot of doctors don't know that right now off the top of their head. And I would suggest that they should.
Yeah. Unless they're gauge practices, then they do. They can pull it right up on their mobile phone and say, here's my numbers. Here's what I was yesterday. Here's my plan. So yeah, I mean, really kind of understanding the cash flow, inflow, outflow. How many people are we seeing? Is our schedule full? There are so many critical metrics that an orthodontic practice owner needs to know. I mean, to the point that it could possibly be, you know, kind of overwhelming. What are the critical things that I need to look at? And that's where Gage comes in, rather than looking at your practice management software and trying to figure out, okay, how do I figure out what my starts are and how many patients have I seen and what's going on with my net production? Gage is pulling all of that together, synthesizing it, and giving a quick visual that literally, I mean, can be taken in just a few seconds.
So it's creating like a dashboard of the important metrics for you and mining that data. So does Gage work with other practice management systems, or is it a practice management system itself? What is the relationship there?
Yeah, great question. We are integrated directly with the leading practice management system. So that includes Cloud9, Dolphin, Carestream OrthoTrack, Ortho2, and Topps Ortho. What that means is the practice is going about their daily business. They're entering patients, they're creating contracts, they're doing all of the things they normally would do. Gage goes into the back end of the software, pulls all of that information out, and then provides the dashboards and provides the visuals of what's happening. So there's no work that needs to be done on the practice side. And it's completely seamless. So
that's nice, because every time some new technology comes out, I'm like, does the staff have to do any data entry? Do they have to change their processes? Because that's an immediate obstacle to any sort of change.
It sure is. And so this does not require that. And that's a huge advantage, I think, you know, for practices that leverage Gage, is they're saving hours, maybe days a month, where they have somebody pulling reports and trying to put that into a spreadsheet. And I mean, if they're doing that, they're ahead of some practices that maybe aren't even pulling reports.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Cause I'm thinking most practice, maybe not most, but many practices aren't even doing it because it's difficult and the data in there might not be telling them what they want to see, or they're not really sure what to be looking for besides the obvious ones.
That's so true. Not being sure what to look for is another key piece. Like, which reports do I care about? What do I need to know? So, you know, the Gage dashboard is set up in a way that it takes people through, here's who's calling, here's who's starting, here's what your money looks like, here's some areas that may be concerning, such as repair visits or delinquency of payment, these types of things that can really help quickly bubble up some of those most important business metrics and factors that the office can take action on.
So do the dashboards look the same to everyone in the office? Does the orthodontist see a different dashboard than the front desk person or someone on the clinical side?
Gage has the ability for completely custom views. So a doctor is typically going to have the complete view of everything. Mm-hmm. But then each member of the team can have selected views. So for example, a TC may be just really kind of focused on the exams and starts metrics and not see so much of the financial metrics, whereas your financial coordinator is going to see maybe a larger view. So it's totally customizable. And something that we, you know, definitely encourage, the more the team can kind of look at all of this together, the easier it is for everyone to be aligned and they're kind of understanding the same language and seeing things work in the same fashion. So they're rowing in the same direction.
Yeah, you get it. Everyone needs to be rowing the boat in the same direction. And if they can't see the metrics, how can you even do it? Especially if you want to incentivize the team for number of starts or whatever it is, you know, you need that data. So everyone, and everyone has access to it so you can run the contest or the incentive or whatever you're doing.
Exactly. So it really does help from a leadership standpoint and gain alignment. And, you know, without a hammer, it's just, it's factual.
Yeah. So artificial intelligence is like in the news a lot right now because of anything that's going on. Is there any artificial intelligence in your software? I mean, what is the kind of the difference between the two, would you say, if someone is wondering?
Yeah, that's such a great question. I was thinking about, I've been thinking about artificial intelligence because it's a broad topic. So it's essentially machine learning. Is the machine learning something and telling us something that we didn't know?
Yeah.
And in the case of that, yeah, Gage is kind of looking backward at trends and helping you see what's been happening in that regard. So it is teaching, but there is one, there's a component in Gage, our new projections module, where there is more of an AI component to it. So it looks at historical performance and then helps you project where you want your business to go. So for example, if you say, I just want a 10% lift in production, then you can enter the 10% and then it will cascade that and show you what you would need to do in order to achieve that.
Also, it'll just give you the goals. And then of course we can incentivize the team to reach those goals knowing that it's going to have this other result. That's nice. Yes. It's also be good if you maybe opening another practice and you want to kind of show the bank what your goals are. So
absolutely.
Yeah, any kind of forecasting. I remember I had to forecast shortages when I was in manufacturing. It's just like, you don't have a part, how many? And the first time he asked me to do it, I'd never done it in my life. I said, what do you want me to do? You want me to forecast the future? Like, okay. It was a very overwhelming task for someone who had never heard of doing this before.
Oh, I had to do that in my past too in product development. You basically had to get your crystal ball out. What's going to happen? What are we going to do? How many should we make? And you know, it's an artful science. And so Gage does try to help you, you know, put your flag up and see where the wind's blowing and how can we get there?
That's a perfect use of AI because there's just so much to consider and it is an art and science. Absolutely. Yeah. So what are the major components of business intelligence?
So, I mean, it's multiple inputs and using those multiple inputs, which could be data, in our case, it's certainly coming from the practice management system, as well as expertise from our consulting side of our business, which I know, you know, we may touch on that a little bit as well. So we have those inputs that are going in and then creating data visualizations and insights so we can actually use our brains to solve and do better for our businesses versus spending all of our time kind of digging and mining data. The business intelligence piece allows us to have that insight and understanding so we can then do something with it.
Yeah, you shouldn't be spending time mining data if you can help it. I remember being the data mining guy, but the end result was give the beautiful PowerPoint slide to the leader so that he can make a decision. He shouldn't be doing the other part. He should have either someone like an analyst, which of course those don't need that, I don't think. The computer, especially if a computer can do it for them. Yeah, that makes
Gage
sense.
Gage is your analyst. It's 100% true. And I mean, you know, coming from bigger businesses, as I know you have in my background as well, we either had an analyst or a team of analysts, which you know, has become much more automated than it used to be thanks to software. And in the case of small business, this is exactly the purpose that Gage is serving.
That's great. All right. So people hear about analytics insights when they're thinking Google and Facebook. What's the difference between those type of insights and data and the business intelligence you're talking about here?
Yeah, absolutely. So thinking about Google and Facebook analytics, they're simply kind of showing you what's happening, whereas insights is telling you why. So it's giving you some reasoning into understanding what's going on. So for example, We look at our Google Analytics and we see, okay, people are hitting our page so many times, but then insights may be where they're going, how long they're spending there. So we can really have a greater and deeper understanding of what's going on. And that's where Gauge is very, very similar. So you have the analytics component where we're pulling in information, we're synthesizing it, we're displaying it, but then we have a variety of ways that you can look at that data. You can look at it by comparison to other practices like yours in your AAO constituency region. So for example, in the Southeast, you can say, how is my practice doing to all other single practice owners like me? And that—
Oh, you can compare your data to other
data?
Ooh, that's very helpful.
Yeah, and it's aggregated. It's all completely anonymous, completely protected and secure. But that way you can kind of understand, man, am I charging too little? Let me see kind of what's happening in the region around me and see where people are charging.
Oh, it even has that sort of data, like the average service charge. Ooh, that's very helpful.
Yeah,
especially making those type of decisions. And it might help you know, well, should I hire a marketing company because I need to catch up? You know,
that's 100% true, right? Are we seeing ourselves trend along with what's going on in the US? Okay, let's dial it down now to our region and where we are. Hey, we're a little bit behind. Maybe I need to take some action and do some things differently than I have in the past.
So are there any other ways you can kind of use this business intelligence in an ortho practice?
There are so many ways. And I know we have a limited amount of time here, but I'll go on and on if you let me.
These are very long form podcasts, in my opinion. So we're not quite Joe Rogan long form, but we can talk.
Okay, good. All right. Wonderful. We have this one client that comes to mind because he looks at his gauge on his mobile phone every morning while he's drinking his coffee. And he's a get up and go kind of a person. He's not lingering around drinking coffee for 90 minutes. He's probably having one cup and he's out the door. But in that time, he knows exactly what's happened the day before. Where's his production? Where it starts? Am I tracking to goals for the month? And he goes in and they have, you know, their stand-up meeting that they have every morning and everybody shares the metrics and what are we doing today? And it's kind of like a rah-rah go team activity.
So he shares the metrics in the morning in a stand-up?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's exactly what we used to do in aerospace. Every single morning you do it. You have to hold everyone accountable. You use the metrics for that. So it's, you know, there's good mornings and bad mornings.
Yeah. The thing about him that I think is also so admirable is the team can rely on this happening. And it's a little bit of a game. You know, if he comes in and he knows something they don't know, then it's like an I gotcha moment. So he's really created sort of like a fun environment around the metrics.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, I'd like to witness that. That's a... I haven't seen that very often, I'll tell you.
I know. He's kind of, you know, he's definitely a high performer and just an amazing person. But it depends, you know, each practice runs how they like to run. And some people maybe don't want to have that kind of a vibe in their morning meeting, which is great too. But once a month or every Friday, they go through what's happening in the practice and where are we and where do we want to go? And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, and I'm thinking of another client. So she just opened a second practice a year ago, growing, thriving, the kindest, most wonderful person. And she's not your everyday metrics person, but she's your once a week. Let's talk about this. You know, if it's Thursday morning or if they have their Fridays that are, you know, admin day, and they kind of go through where they are, they print graphs, they put them up so everybody can kind of see what's happening. So it definitely helps from a management standpoint. Then there's the decision-making side of things. So another example is repair visits. So one of the things that Gauge tracks is through your practice management, of course, is if you're having an increase in your repairs, Gauge will flag you. Hey, this is higher than benchmark, and you can see yourself maybe trending upward on your repair.
Yeah.
One office discovered that their curing lights were all kind of old and needed to be replaced, and they were having bond failures. And I mean, would that have eventually come out because they would have gotten irritated about it? Of course, that definitely would have.
Yeah, but how many dollars would have been wasted until they figured it out later? Yeah.
Right, and schedule backups and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, there's examples like that. equipment purchases have been made based on being able to analyze what's been happening from a scheduling standpoint and even looking at overhead expenses. You know, we now have this overhead module where practices can track their all of their overhead expenses coming in directly from QuickBooks, including PPE, including marketing. They can look for ROI metrics and make some decisions based on what they're going to do there. I mean, there's just so there's probably, like I say, we could talk for hours. You're going to have to stop me because there's really just a lot of different opportunities depending on what's going on in the business. And it's not, the one thing I worry about sometimes is making it feel overwhelming to an orthodontist. I mean, their expertise is in making beautiful smiles and, you know, getting people's alignment perfect and healthy. So it's not overwhelming when you have Gage, because everything's really visual, you have dashboards, and typically most offices delegate the management to their office manager. So that person can kind of be their COO, if you will. Chief operating officer, to kind of say, hey, doc, let's look at our starts, because I'm starting to see a decline here. And let's talk about that with the team. You know, it just depends on the style of the individual. But having the visuals, having the ease of understanding what's going on right in front of you so easily and quickly, it gives them the clarity and visibility they need to just, I mean, make a ton of decisions.
So is there a decent amount of employee performance data that you can track if you wanted to start having performance reviews? Could you use some of it for that?
You know, I would say probably not as much on the employee piece. Everything that we're pulling in through Gage is overall for the practice, not specific to employees.
Yeah, that's fine. Just having those dashboards is really great. I remember when I was making reports, one of the leaders came up to me and he said, like, the number one rule is to make sure my grandma could understand this if they looked at it. I'm like, okay. Like, but it really like focused my brain on what type of reports and graphs I should be making, because if it's complicated, no one's going to look at it. It's not going to have an effect or make a difference. So making it easy for the data to be consumed is really important.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So how could business intelligence be used for like critical decision making?
So yeah, you know, I think some of the things we've talked about with my long-winded examples about curing lights, those are some of the day-to-day decisions that are being made. Other things, you know, you brought up marketing. If we're starting to see that our new patient call numbers are trending lower than, say, last year at the same time. Now, in the world of COVID, we have a little anomaly that we're working with here as far as people calling the office. But that is all the more reason that you want to have your eyes on your performance and what's happening. So once you can look at the critical metrics about production, new patient calls, exams, starts, then you know, all right, we've got to do something about this. We have several examples of high performing practices that after the pandemic, after things shut down, I should say, came back and were like, whoa, we're seeing record numbers. This is really, really way beyond, say, our June 2019. And that's normally like our busiest month. We had this humongous backlog. So, you know, what is the smart business owner going to do in that situation? Sit back on their laurels? No, most business owners realize that, you know, this is kind of an unstable time. And so being able to look historically to see what performance has been and give ourselves a minimum benchmark, let's stay flat, or let's decline by 5%, make sure that we don't decline by 20%.
Yeah.
Without being able to have your eyes on what happened in your practice in 2019, you're really kind of flying blind, which creates a sense of panic. I mean,
absolutely. That's the scariest.
I'm like taking the conversation from smaller decisions even to a higher level, but that's really kind of what comes to mind for me as you ask how this can be applied. It is fundamental business performance and ensuring that we keep our doors open, we keep our staff paid, right? I mean, in addition to the government assistance, we want to keep running, we want to keep going and continue to be profitable.
And I mean, if you do hire a marketing firm or you hire whatever, make some sort of move that you think is supposed to have the effect of increasing starts, to be easy to measure whether that's happening or not without relying on someone else telling you. So I think that's nice to have control over that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we just did a case study at, on, you know, we have a couple sides of our business. We have the metrics internally for the practice, all the operational and financial, but we also have another arm to our business called Market Maps, where we look externally at the demographics and help offices find targets. And we just did this case study, and it's been really fascinating to see the results come in when we look at the point in time where our campaign began and their new patient call increases to exams to starts has been phenomenal by comparison. So it's again just kind of leveraging the data and being able to see the impact of performance based on decisions that are made.
That's interesting. So, how can gauge practices keep a pulse on what's happening in the market? That seems like a not something you'd expect that it would be able to do.
Yeah, well, and this is kind of what we talked about with the comparison data. So anybody that is part of the Gauge community has access to see the aggregated performance for the US or the constituency region where they're located.
Also, it's not just that your region, you can look at the whole US. So
You
that's
can,
nice.
yeah. And so to be able to understand what is happening in the marketplace from a metric standpoint is important as far as a competitive advantage goes, because you've got some knowledge that, you know, maybe your neighbor that's not using Gauge doesn't have. If they are using Gauge, at least you're on par, being able to understand, you know, the trends in the market. I mean, there's so many metrics in Gauge. It's over 80. We're probably we just added virtual metrics as well. So for virtual appointments and visits and things like
Oh,
that.
really?
So
That's nice.
yeah. Yeah, so I mean, we're probably over 90 metrics, but being able to see, you know, like I was saying earlier, what's happening from a productions or starts or same day starts. I mean, all of these levers that orthodontic practices pull to ensure that they are staying profitable and they are seeing new patients and they are growing as they hope to. Having the ability to see what's going on across the U.S. or in your region is extremely helpful to benchmark yourself.
And yeah, if you were thinking of opening other offices, I think that would really help you make that decision too, because you kind of look in different areas, maybe see an opportunity. That would be interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So, how would you say the industry has fared in general in 2020?
You know, we just published a report on this, and the industry was down overall, as expected. You know,
Yeah,
we
of
had
course.
anywhere from, right? I mean, we had 6 week shutdown in the most lenient states to, you know, maybe 12 to 16 weeks in some states. And so overall, the industry was down, but we did see a few outliers. There were some practices that if they were flat or if they had, you know, single digit growth, they had made some major effort into achieving that. If it be hiring a consultant, a marketing agency, ensuring that they acted early and quickly to make sure that that phone was ringing. There were a few outliers that we saw, but overall, we did see that as far as case acceptance, excuse me, as far as production,
Yeah.
the industry was down. But one metric that stood out in the opposite side was case acceptance. So we made some assumptions on that, but we think that what that means is people were less inclined to shop. And so those people that did call the office were interested. They were excited, they were motivated, and they were ready to say yes. So people that were coming in, you know, the case acceptance numbers actually went up, which was a bit
That's
of a
very
surprise.
interesting. This I'm always preaching that your website is so crucially important and that people should be able to build a rapport and a relationship with you online before they ever walk in the door or give you a call. And I think when I hear a metric like that, to me, that makes it even more important that your digital presence is building that relationship, that trust, you know, making you look credible. I mean, you have to do all of that. So that's very interesting.
Yeah, and I mean consumers, there was some studies that HubSpot published about people shopping online, and the metrics backed that up with a lot of adults starting. That number increased Child exams went down, but adult exams went up significantly. And so we attributed some of that to the Zoom effect. Here we all are looking at ourselves on Zoom all day. People have some expendable income. They can't go to concerts. They can't really travel. They can't do all that kind of
True,
thing.
yeah,
You
makes
know, and
sense.
there's plenty of stable industries. And so, yeah, the adult exams, that was, you know, one of the metrics out of Gauge that you can see, that really kind of skyrocketed. And then to
Interesting.
your point, having a website and being able to connect well with people and using virtual technology,
Yeah.
we all experienced that. We all saw that big, you know, spike in virtual, and how are we going to make this work for our practice? And I hope practices continue to leverage that technology because it really gives them an advantage, especially with kind of, you know, a new young adult generation coming up and maybe interested in braces. That's primarily, you know, that's a great way to do business with that group.
I agree. I think especially for like a single office practice, all these little things are increasing efficiency and saving you a lot of time. You know, if they are going to be looky-loos, I'd rather, kind of figure it out during the virtual consult than have someone walk in and go through the whole deal and take up all this time. So I think,
Right.
and it now it's, it's everyone's comfort zone to just go on Zoom or any sort of interaction digitally like this. I remember before in 2019, good 25% of the people who go on Zoom with me had to figure something out and weren't ready. They're like, oh, sorry, I don't know how to do this. Or, but that's just gone now, across all
I know.
ages. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And I mean, I think the technological advancements that occurred as a result of the pandemic are a silver lining. You know, I think we figured out new ways of working and we adapted. And I'm proud of all of us for dealing with it and figuring it out. And I really think for orthodontists, you know, Gauge gives them the capability to track these virtual metrics so they can see the direct impact to their schedule. That's important to know. But even more important is thinking, wow, I could actually probably see all these extra people, and maybe I do it on Saturday morning for 2 hours, or maybe I do it, you know, and I don't have to have my whole staff in there, but I can still kind of,
Absolutely.
you know, bring people into the funnel, if you will. I mean, it just really opens a lot of possibilities.
I totally agree. All right, so I know you serve as a consultant for Impact 360. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. Impact 360 is our sister company and actually our parent company. Mary Beth Kirkpatrick is the founder and president of Gauge. But before that, she was the founder and co-managing partner of Impact 360 Consulting. So we have a full team of extremely experienced consultants from everything to, you know, all the practice management softwares, implementing that, training the team, to going from paper to digital, to virtual, to aligners, and how to, you know, start that up in your practice. I mean, really everything from an operational and financial standpoint. And so as they were doing their consulting work, so Mary Beth, you know, has done this for a number of years. She was creating spreadsheets and going in there and saying, okay, this is how we really want you to run your business. We're going to start with this as a baseline. This is where we want to go. And that she would use those spreadsheets as a management tool.
Oh,
And
yeah. I
she
still do that. So you
decided,
have to sometimes if no one has
yeah,
any other way. What are you going to do?
right. And so she's always been this, you know, believer to her core in using metrics to understand where you are so you know where you're going. So this is where Gauge came from, is she said, there's got to be a better way than pounding away on spreadsheets for hours and hours on end. And I want to make sure that my practices have an easy way to access this information, share it back with me, and ultimately her goal is helping them be more profitable, achieve what they wanted. Maybe it's work less days, but make the same money, whatever it may be. As a consultant, she was in there helping them achieve, and Gauge was a tool to ensure that sustainment was occurring and that they had a method to measure themselves.
Oh, that's smart.
So
So she created her own solution. That's
she did, and
entrepreneur for you.
she is, and brilliant and amazing, and so analytical, but also such a people person and so thoughtful. So our businesses work really well together. Now, you certainly don't have to have Gauge to, you know, work with our team at Impact 360, but you can bet they're going to want you to have a measurement tool of some sort, to make sure that you're, you know, achieving what you're after and bringing value for what you're using them for. So I think it's really, really meaningful. And so I've had the fun opportunity to work alongside that team and also participate from a marketing standpoint. I work with a small number of clients. My primary role is really, Gage and Impact 360 marketing, but I have worked directly with offices in helping them to create marketing plans and, you know, put tactics to work.
Oh, great. Oh, that's good. So you have the data, know how to use it, and vice versa. That helps when you're developing the solution. That you're actually using the solution. That makes a huge difference. So I assume Gage has an app, right? Because you were saying the doctor was looking at their phone. Is it?
Yes. Yes. That's nice. It's cloud-based. So we have desktop and mobile app, and you're seeing all the same things in both places. The only limitation on the mobile app is permissions and, you know, things like that. But everything, as far as your metrics, they can see everything in both places.
Cool. All right, so how would you say Gage provides a competitive advantage? What would your elevator speech be for that?
Yeah, I mean, all the things we've discussed today, and thanks again for letting me talk through all of this with you.
Yeah, of course.
You know, to run your business blindly, we would certainly hope that a practice would want to leverage business intelligence in whatever form works best for them. If they're not running reports out of their practice management, you know, start there. Do some spreadsheets, do some basic tracking, at least get your feet wet so you really can understand what's happening. The most important thing for any business owner, I think, is as a source of truth and the reality of what is our performance month to month and year to year. From an orthodontist standpoint, the goal is to stay open so they can treat people and they can help patients in their communities. And in order to do that, they've got to have a healthy business. And that's where Gage comes in to help. But even if a doctor isn't inclined to use Gage, then we would highly encourage, you know, just get some basic metrics and make sure that you are looking at that from month to month and year to year, work with your accountant, to keep your business healthy and moving forward.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. If you're not measuring it, then you don't know what's happening, you know.
Right.
You can't manage something without measuring it.
Right.
All right. So what's kind of the financial investment to use Gage? Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can start with Gage in our kind of basic version, or we have, you know, a couple of tiers up to an executive version where you get the full suite of services, including access to the Impact 360 consultants.
Okay.
And we would invite, you know, anybody to contact us and we can kind of talk through what the best options would be for them.
Okay. So is there an ideal practice for Gage, or what would you say is a good fit?
Anybody that cares about maintaining efficiency and profitability in their practice would be ideal for us. Oh, so I think
that's everybody.
Yeah.
I hope so, at least. If that's not you, you might think about a different career.
Right. Anyways. And even if you're winding down, it's a great way to have some historical reference points for valuation. So even
I was thinking that too. You can use it if you want to sell to someone else. It might, you know, it might help with that valuation process.
It does. Yeah. Versus, you know, just kind of showing your accounting record, you could kind of show historically, hey, look, this is how well we've performed, and the comparison info, it definitely supports in that regard too.
All right. So what's the first step for someone that's interested?
We would invite you to go to our website, gage.com, and search through solutions, learn more about us, contact us at info@gage.com. So that's our email, info@gage.com. And of course, we would always love to hear from you. You can call us 800-287-3396.
Awesome. Is there anything in store for Gage that you want to talk about now in the future?
We have a hearty development pipeline, which is really, really exciting. Right now, we are working on an integration with OrthoFi. So for those of you familiar with OrthoFi, they do have a few metrics, and you know, they're so, so important in the financial realm regarding your payment planning and insurance and collections. So we're working on an integration with them, because in the past, you know, people would enter information into OrthoFi, maybe they didn't enter that same into the PMS, it would be lacking in Gage. So in the next couple of months, we'll be announcing that, where if they're
That's
Orthofi
exciting.
clients, they'll be able to see everything engaged. So they have one
Yeah, Orthofi is
nice
definitely a
place.
pretty powerful solution. I have a few clients that use it. It's helping from a marketer's point of view too, I think.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's they are really, really powerful. So we're super excited about this. There's just a great synergy between our two businesses. So that will be coming soon. And we've got a whole host of other development projects that I don't think, I think I might get in trouble if I share some of those,
Oh,
but more
dang
things coming down
it. All right. All right, is there anything else you want to talk about or cover what we haven't addressed?
Well, I just want to thank you so much. I was a little scared because I know that you're an analytics guru and you've been
Oh,
so
no.
easy on me. So thank you.
Oh, good. Well, thanks. Well, Suzanne, thanks for being on the show. I learned a lot. I think it was really interesting. And everyone, if you can't measure it, you're not managing it. So I would suggest you take that advice, start measuring what you're doing. All right.
Absolutely.
We'll see you soon. Take it easy.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Bye. Guys, if you're not measuring it, then you're not managing it. I think Suzanne did a great job of showing us what we could be measuring and showed us how Gauge can give us that data in a very visually pleasing, easy to consume manner to show us how we should be managing our business. You know, we're small business owners and we can't be everything. We need to focus on our genius. And when you have a product like Gauge, it does a lot of the heavy lifting for you and allows you to make those decisions and not waste time with things that you're not really super great at and that you don't really need to learn. If you have a great idea for an episode on the show or you want to be a guest, go to orthothrive.com. If you want to reach me personally, just go to richard@orthosalesengine.com. Keep grinding, keep thriving, and I'll see you next time.